fabulous Pearl Harbor doing Voodoo Voodoo. She used to date Mick Jones from The Clash. Pearl Harbor and The Explosions just opened for The Clash for a little bit when they were dating. And that was Voodoo Voodoo from another cassette re-release that just happened to go on the internet. It was a great, great double cassette called Blood on the Cats. And it was all psychobilly from Britain. And man, nice to revisit that again. Alrighty, Screaming Blue Messiahs from that as well, Good and Gone. Then we got some of my more weirder finds, my wonderfully weird finds. Frank Sinatra singing the Woody Woodpecker song. Yeah. Yep, that was it. And then B. Bubba doing I'd Rather Swish Than Fight. Yeah. Then we heard Astro Romeo, Johnny McRae, Imelda May with an older gay. And I think that's what we got. Yeah, we started with Marshall Krentz. I just done for me the demo. Hey, winding down. Wow, I got an hour to go. And we're going to finish up the second quarter. And then I'm going to add in, start, you know, the third quarter. And like I'm saying, we're just going to keep muscling through this, playing the best, my best music finds, the best re-releases, the stuff that I stumble across, all from 2023. And it is wonderful. Find some weird German records. So check this out. This is the Werner Müller Orchestra with James Brown's Sex Machine, Zombo in Dein Brain. We'll be right back.
snake in the grass. Snake in the grass.
Jackhammer started digging up the street with a rat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat, rat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat. Rockin' beat. I jumped out on the carpet, I started in to rock, while the crazy old jackhammer kept ripping up the block with a rat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat, rat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat. Rockin' beat. I telephoned my baby, I got her out of bed. When I told her about jackhammer, said you're crazy in your head with the rat-a-tat-a-tat, rat-a-tat-a-tat, rockin' over, feeling kinda low, when she heard that old jackhammer started screaming, go cat go, to the rat-a-tat-a-tat, rat-a-tat-a-tat, rockin' beat. We rocked down to the corner to see jackhammer drive, everybody on the corner started giving with the jive, to the rat-a-tat-a-tat, 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 rockin' beat. We heard the siren screaming, someone hollered cops, but the cop heard old jackhammer and he started in to bop, to the rat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat, rat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat, rockin' beat. Stick his oar in for. That was a big mistake for sure. Bob was better before.
Well made his money making bombs for war, so what's he go awarding literature prizes for? And even if folks knock knock knocking on heaven's door, you have to admit a lot of his poetry was pretty piss poor. You could say it was even bad before. The Nobel Prize Committee's got a lot to answer for. A lot to answer for. Van Morrison became mean, short and stout. Jim Morrison let the Lizard King out. Late nights cruising in a Rolls Royce car. They took it all a bit too far. Though I've listened to Bob since I was age four, I'm not trying to sell some old score. I'm just saying a lot of things were bad before. And Bob Dylan's got a lot to answer for. Answer for. Answer for. Answer for.
All right, that winds down the first 6 months of 2023. That was Billy Childish and the CTMF doing Bob Dylan's Got a Lot to Answer For. Yep. The Monaco Dance Band, Snake in the Grass. The Ventures did Zacco. We heard a couple of weird German versions, Sex Machine and Apache. So there. And then we played a bunch of other stuff that I forgot. I don't know. I'm in a blur now. Because I just wanted to muscle through the last bit of that 3 months. Now we're starting. That we're past the halfway point. And you're really going to dig these next couple tunes. They came out with an album called Some Kind of Tribute. And it's really fabulous cover versions of songs you may know. So this isn't a mock, but this is it's a mock, which I think Steve Allen used to do a lot of mock. So this is Zombo in Your Brain and just winding down the music of 2023. Actually, we wound down half the year. Now we're kicking the other half in, and that's probably going to be another 3 or 4 weeks of the best music finds, the new releases, the reissues, and the stuff that I stumbled on all through the year. So let's jump into the second half of 2023, and you'll dig this, the Ergs.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in the sun to promised lands. Show you everyone it's the time of the season for loving. What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich? Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Yeah. sign the pain that I chose to hide. Just walk away.
See the size, slipped and dreamed before. Mr. Crawfish in your hand. He's gonna look good in your frying pan. If you fry him crisp or you fry him right, he's sweeter than sugar with every bite. Crawfish. Swift and clean now before your eyes, girl. Treat me good, fresh and ready to turn. Crawfish. Now take Mr. Crawfish in your hand. He's gonna look good in your frying pan. If you fry him crisp or you boil him right, he'll be sweeter than sugar with every bite. Crawfish.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. The Silencers, according to the Melnick, that's a half Pittsburgh, half Cleveland.
Yeah,
so there you go, half Pittsburgh. But they are basically known as the Pittsburgh band. That's the Silencers from 80s? 80s? Probably 80s. Doing Peter Gunn. They were the Kosh Boys from Germany doing the Lonely Bull, the Herb Alpert tune. Squeeze, a new album came out this year called Spot the Difference, where they re-recorded all their bigger songs so they could get the royalties. Very smart, very smart. Then we had a couple from the Stool Pigeons. From Boston, doing Jerry Cross the Mersey. So that's Ferry Cross the Mersey smashed together, actually, probably with Gloria. And then Can't You Hear My Heartbeat, the Herman's Hermits tune. New Piccadillys did the Ramones' Judy is a Punk. Marshall Bontempe, Elvis's Crawfish. And then ex-Norwegian did Brian Eno's Cindy Tells Me. A band called Mithras did The Left Bank, Walk Away Renee. And the Ergs did Time of the Season by the Zombies. So that was a nice little pseudo-zombo mock. Once again, recapping the musical findings from 2023. And this was all the third quarter. So it's kind of nice. I kind of like had all of the cover tunes. I thought, let me just push these all out of the way and make a little segment out of it. Ending tonight's show, today's show, Dubby Stardust, a David Bowie dub reggae album. I want to do Starman and Ashes to Ashes in your brain. Yeah, RCT. That about does it, you rotten kids. As a couple of tracks from the Dubby Stardust album, David Bowie dub. Obviously, there's no David Bowie on it, but it's a dub reggae album, all done with David Bowie tunes. And we heard Starman, and that was Ashes to Ashes. And that's it, man. Go do something else now. Beat it. Scram. Take a hike. Adios. And I remain on your brain, WRCT, right there in the Pittsburgh.
Getting killed like this.
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they gonna know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and streaming online at wrct.org.
I'm sure you're familiar with the kind of necktie parties we hold out here in the West. And the kind where the horse runs from underneath the guest of honor is the kind I like the best. And the side ain't rumored to be very pretty to see a man hang from a tree. You know everybody turns their heads so's not to look. Everybody except me. I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. I came to this town almost 15 years ago, and I've been here since that time. But it's just been in the past 5 years or so that I've had this job of mine. 4 or 5 years ago, some outlaws killed my wife and children. That had its effect on my mind. So when the sheriff offered me the dreaded job of hangman, I said, that suits me fine. Now I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. I don't care what you hear from some prophet or some preacher, 'cause I know that revenge is sweet. And I can't help but grin at every single outlaw when all of a sudden there's no horse under his feet. And you probably think I'm strange, you might think that I'm disgusting, but it's my job, I handle it with pride. I've nothing left to live for since the passing of my family. My heart died with them, so did my mind. Now I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty.
I never could find the Midas touch. I take what comes and do my best, and don't worry about the rest. I'll never become a millionaire. No fancy cars, no Perrier. I wake each day with a smile on my face.